Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Christian Church as we worship together this morning. A special word of welcome to those of you that are visiting with us. Share some announcements with you. Most of them are written out on page 6 in your bulletin, I believe. While some of you might be a little too old to enjoy the pumpkin path, you're certainly able to go to Ruley Park this afternoon from 1 to 3. The Evangelism Committee does have a booth or a table there, and they will be passing things out to the children. Hurricane relief efforts have gone well in our wider area. It sounds like there could be or will be two semi-loads headed down south. And as of Friday, the area had collected $3,000 towards that. We're waiting for more funds and items today, and we'll write some of those checks tomorrow. So thank you for your efforts, and that will wrap up tomorrow morning. The Gift Gals have their next outing scheduled for October 31st. They'll go to the Sweet Dream Cafe, which is on 108 just south of Napoleon. And for the veterans of the congregation, know that there is a luncheon at Northwest State Community College on November 7th, and there's RSVP information in the bulletin for that. Remember, the next Sunday is the St. John's Talent Show, so hopefully you can attend that on that Sunday evening. Two Sundays, we have a church potluck meal following the 10:30 service, and you can bring anything you so desire to share. And then three Sundays, we have the Veterans Breakfast, so please be mindful of that. And we invite our praise team to come forward and lead us in our call to worship.
Revelation 4. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. You are worthy, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Our call to worship is called Holy Song.
What joy to know you, Lord, to walk with you in your ways, to live beneath the shadow of your wings. Faithful you will lead me, and I won't fear a thing. You alone, my song.
Holy, holy,
Our first scripture reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4 through 7, Paul's description of what love is. We often might hear these words shared at a wedding, and these words are about love that we would have for one another, but it's also about the love that we are to have for God. So hear that in this context of 1 Corinthians 13, 4. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Let's bow in prayer. Lord God, we thank you for your amazing love, your gracious love, realized through the sending of your Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth, to walk this earth and to display for us what it means to love you and to love one another. And we thank you for the love that he exemplified on the cross when he was crucified on our behalf, that our sins could be forgiven. And we thank you for your love and the glory of the power that rose Jesus Christ from the dead, that we would know the love and the promise and the joy of eternal life. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Good morning, church. So along with the love, we want to think of all of the different blessings that God has given us. So just like taking that moment to remember, I know for me, you know, just being able to take that second and just, you know, remembering it more often than what we do. For the food we eat, the place we sleep, what we wear. I know for me, you know, I thank God for my husband, Ryan, who's up there, for the family who raised me, the family that I married into, and then also, as Pastor Eric shared recently too, our little child and us becoming parents. Let us never forget those blessings and remember to thank God for each of them. Please stand as you are able to join us in singing Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, which can be found in the hymnal on page 2. Or number 2, I should say, and then, or it'll be on the screen, and followed by Shout to the Lord.
Would any other children come forward? Hey, awesome job. That was really good. A surprise? Well, I guess if a dry erase board is a surprise, it's a surprise. It's not a big surprise. Well, I'm trying to think where I should put this. Yeah, I'll put it right here. If you guys want to see it better, you can move over, because I've got to kind of figure out how to do this so that most people can see it. I'm drawing a great big heart, okay? And I'm dropping all kinds of things here. So I will, oh, okay, there we go, good. All right, I've got a great big heart, and that's supposed to represent our heart. And our heart can be full of lots of things that we love and enjoy, all that kind of stuff. Let's think about it. What is your favorite season of the year? Ryan?
Winter.
Okay. Not always do I hear winter. Does anybody else have a different one?
Fall.
You like fall? Okay, I like fall. We've had a beautiful fall. Okay. What about if you had to pick your favorite snack? What would it be? Just shout it out.
Trail mix.
Trail mix. All right. All right. Does anybody else have? Apples, Airheads, ooh, those are really sour.
Cheeseburgers.
All right. Haven't had a cheeseburger for a snack lately, but okay. What about your favorite sport? Can you think of it? Shout it out. Volleyball? All right. Did somebody say baseball? Aren't the Cleveland Indians doing pretty good with baseball?
They were till last night.
Oh. Ouch. Sorry. Shows how big of a baseball fan I am. Okay. Let's go on to the next one. What would be a favorite movie? Shout it out.
SpongeBob.
All right.
Harry Potter.
Okay.
Bolt.
I don't even know what Bolt is, but okay. There we go. All right. We're getting a bunch of things in there. Can you think of something else that you really like to do, maybe? Just shout it out. TV, okay. Anything else?
Sun.
You like the sun? Do you like to be out in the sun? Play outside? Crafts, all right. I like crafts. Okay. I didn't spell that right, but that's okay. All righty. Well, we sang a bunch of songs this morning. And we had some scripture, and it talked about love. Who is supposed to be in our heart? God in our heart. We're supposed to have God filling our heart bigger than anything. God should take up the most space in our heart. God and Jesus, you're right. Look at all these other things that we put in there first. Now, is there room for God? Well, maybe we can fit him in some corners. You're right. But are we supposed to fit him just in a corner? No. He's supposed to be the biggest, the most of filling in our heart. So let's get rid of that and let's start over. And let's start with God. Because when we wake up in the morning, we want to think about God first. We want to put him first in our heart. So we're going to put God in there to take up the biggest, most space there is. We still have a little extra space that we can fill in winter. We can fill in some snacks. What?
Family.
You got it. Some sports, some family. We can fill in all those extra blessings.
Love.
Yeah, like our family's love, friends, okay? We can, like the praise team talked about, that we have lots of extra blessings that God gives us. But more than anything, God is supposed to fill our heart, fill it full. So, in the morning when you wake up, think about God. Think about God all day long, as much as you possibly can, okay? All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for being in our hearts, for filling it, for loving us more than we can imagine. Help us to think about you throughout each and every day, and to make you biggest, most important thing in our heart. Amen. Okay, thank you.
It's the first time I've ever played the role of an easel. I can stand still well, thank you. If you look at the joys, concerns, and requests on the back of your bulletin, we can add the wedding yesterday of Caleb Woolley and Allison Flory. It was a blessed celebration, and we continue to pray for them and for all of the family members. So let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Lord God, how good it is, how wondrous it is to be reminded of your great love for us. Lord, in our times of prayer, may our souls and may our spirits be shouting of our worship and our love for you. For you are Lord. You are our God. Your love is so bountiful, just as the children sang, that you are so big, so grand, from the tallest skyscraper to the lowest submarine. Lord, we thank you for your love. Once again, we remember the love that you have for us through Jesus Christ, who humbled himself and left heaven, that he would come down to earth and live amongst your people. And though we do not live when he walked this earth, we're thankful that we have the recorded word, the Bible, to teach us that as we read, to help us know about Jesus, to think about the miracles and the wonders and the signs that he offered, to think about the beatitudes and the teachings that he gave. And in these moments, we are so thankful for all that he offered. But especially we thank you for his obedience and his great love for you and his great love for us, that he went to the cross. He suffered on our behalf, on the behalf of all. And as he hung there on the cross, he bore all the sins of the world. Our sin. My sin. And he opened up the road to salvation. Through that cross and through the power of the resurrection, we have hope and we have promise. We have the glory, the promise of salvation. As we confess our sin, and as we repent and turn away from that sin, turning away from what draws us from you, turning towards you. How wondrous that truth is from the scriptures. And Lord, as individuals and as a congregation, as members and friends and guests and visitors, we unite in this time to thank you. And we unite in this time to pray for others, those that we know about and those that have not been shared. But Lord, we pray your blessing upon Caleb and Allison as they begin their married life together. Lord, we thank you that you are at the center of their hearts and the center of their marriage, as they testified to yesterday. And we just pray that you would give them your strength and your wisdom and your love. We pray for Kim and Steve Walker and family upon the death of Kim's father, Bill Wiles. Lord, we thank you for the time of worship and remembrance and celebration of his life yesterday. Lord, we just pray that all of his family would know your strength and know your peace and comfort. We pray for Tootie Beck as she's at Aiden Healthcare in Wauseon recovering. We pray for Bud as he's now at his son's home recovering. We pray for their time of recovery, for their strength. And Lord, may they each know of your presence. We continue to lift up to you Bryce and Jeff and Larry and Shirley and Stuart. Lord, we pray for their strength. We pray for their recovery. We pray for their knowledge in faith, that they can trust in you and trust in your goodness. Lord, unite us together as only you can do through the power and the presence of your Holy Spirit as we pray together, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.